1-256-4646. Rule the air. Verizon. First two lines for $69.99 monthly access. Additional smartphones require $29.99 data pack. Valid for first-time smartphone purchases with two-year agreement. $9.99 monthly line credit expires after 24 months. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Now, which song is Dave playing these days for you?
It kind of alternates between this, the James Bond thing, and the Mad Men song.
Is there another one, though?
I think that's it.
Is it just the two?
There might have been like a Hooray for Hollywood thing we did a while ago.
Hooray for Hollywood, too.
Yeah. Have to go back to the archives and check.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Mike Schultz from the River City Reader is here to talk about the movies that he's seen and talk about what is going to be in the theaters starting today. And we'll look back first. And what did you see?
Jeez, I wasn't here last week, so we got to get caught up. We have to go all the way back.
You were not here last week?
Now we had Thanksgiving. I know, it's like I never see you guys anymore. I'm like, I've lost my friends.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have to go all the way back to Harry Potter.
Yes,
right?
Which you've never been a big fan of.
Never been a big fan,
you weren't
but
necessarily probably a big fan of this either.
No, this one just kept going. Good Lord, nothing happens in this damn thing.
It's tired.
It's 2.5 hours, and most of it is just the three kids in a tent arguing about.
Are they
too grown up? They're fine if they could do something. I mean, I imagine something happens in the second half.
But there's no great special. There's no witchcraft going on. There's none of that sort of thing.
There's a little bit here and there, but I mean, seriously, more than an hour is spent with just them walking. I mean, it's like, did you ever see Clerks 2, by chance?
No,
there's a bit in that where I think it's Jeff complains about the Lord of the Rings trilogy where it's just them walking for 9 hours solid, you know? And that's what this felt like. It's like, man, we're just really wasting time here. Nothing happening here. It's like, oh God, just bring on the finale, please.
There's more witchcraft in an episode of Bewitched.
Seriously, much more, and it's a lot funnier.
And a lot funnier, and there's
way funnier.
A lot more drinking going on.
Yes, God,
make it a double.
Oh yeah, it was painful. It just was hard to sit through.
The most boring of all of them so far.
It's pretty close. It looks great. I mean, it's really well filmed, but the acting's actually their kids are quite good in it, but. Boy, yeah, it's a slog.
Now, were the
for
people
sure.
that are the Harry Potter fans, were they enjoying it or
hard to tell. This time nobody applauded at the end, which was unusual.
Yeah.
Usually they applaud every time I've gone to one. This one they just kind of they just dragged themselves out of the theater to, you know, wake up, get some cold air.
Do you know when the first book came out?
I don't. I would guess like 99 or so, but I'm not positive on that.
Okay, maybe 10 years ago. I'm just wondering.
Certainly been around 10
years. The kids that were so into it.
Yeah.
If they're past it now.
I don't know.
Beyond it.
I don't know. It's probably pretty cool to grow up alongside good film actors. Be like, I was 12 when I started. Now I'm 22. They're 22.
Right.
That's got to be kind of cool, I guess.
Okay.
But
right.
I just didn't care that
all
much.
All right, so not so much.
The Russell Crowe movie, The next 3 days.
Okay, this is the one where he has to do something to save his wife.
Yeah,
get his wife out of jail.
Break his wife out of prison. Yeah, really quite strong. Surprisingly strong. Nobody went to see it because it opened up opposite Harry Potter, which turned out to be a really bad counter-programming move.
Right.
Nobody cared. But I thought it was really well done. Really serious. Probably more serious than it should have been.
He basically has to do something that he doesn't want to do to get her out, or no?
Well, he's a schlubby community college professor, and so he's never held a gun before. He has to have someone tell him where the bullets go and stuff like that.
Okay.
And the only major
he's out of his element.
Yeah, and the only major problem with the movie is that Russell Crowe is such an ass kicker from the moment he shows up. You don't
believe it.
No, it's a perfect role for Paul Giamatti.
Right.
That would have been great, or William H. Macy. That would have been fantastic.
Because not only is that his reputation.
Yeah.
He's a decent-sized guy,
too. He's a monster.
Yeah,
he's ginormous.
Yeah.
And so it's like, he's going to bust his wife out of prison. Well, of course he is.
Yeah,
it's Russell Crowe.
With his teeth.
That's what he does.
Right.
Give him a flaming bow and arrow, and we're set, you know? Yeah. So that was a little bit strange, but otherwise quite well done.
Okay, that was good.
I thought. Love and Other Drugs, the one with Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway.
Okay, this is a romantic comedy. Now, does she get naked a lot in this?
Wow.
Yeah?
You couldn't imagine.
Yeah, really?
There's so much naked.
Yeah.
It was quite impressive, I got to say. Her and Jake, naked a lot
naked
in this movie.
Lot.
And it's probably the only really good thing about the movie is that they're naked the whole time. It's just, it's a mess. It's a drama about Parkinson's, and it's a comedy.
Drama. I thought it was...
Well, it is. I mean, it tries to touch every single base it can. Yeah, it goes for high drama, and it goes for really low comedy. Jake Gyllenhaal's got a brother who sleeps on the couch and masturbates to videotapes of his brother having sex, and you're like, what's going on here?
Okay.
This is all awful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's terrible. So... Yeah, it's a big old mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't stand it.
Highs and lows and
in
between.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of naked, so you got that.
Well, then,
worth a rental, probably.
Yeah, Dave will still do that.
There you go. Tangled, the Disney movie.
Yes.
The Rapunzel tale.
Right.
Quite entertaining.
Pretty good?
Yep, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot to say about it.
It
looked nice. It was fun. It moved fast. It's delightful.
So, but in kids, how young can enjoy that? Pretty young.
Oh, we're fine. Yeah.
Pretty
three,
young.
Two,
yeah,
whatever.
Young.
Yeah. It's
but,
okay.
Mom and dad might enjoy it as well, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's perfectly pleasant. And it's got some really funny stuff in it. Yeah. It was okay.
Okay.
I didn't mind it
and
at all.
All of these are still, well, obviously, Harry Potter's still in the theaters.
But they're all,
still,
they're
all there. Still there.
Absolutely.
But of the pick, you go with the Russell Crowe thing.
So far, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I saw anything else that's even better. I saw Burlesque with Christina Aguilera
this,
and Cher.
This did.
There we go.
This did pretty poorly, huh?
Well, actually, it did not bad.
Oh, no?
All things considered, it made more money than the Rock movie. And it made more money than Love and Other Drugs,
okay.
So it had its fan base.
Okay.
It's just, I really wanted it to be trashy. I really wanted it to be either terrible or phenomenal.
Right.
And it just kind of sits there in the middle. It's, you know, it's girl from Iowa goes to the big city to make her dreams come true, and the mean old bank wants to take away Cher's nightclub, and it's like a Muppet movie.
Right.
You know, it's
so
like
you can't beat it up as badly as Striptease.
No, or Showgirls or Glitter.
Or any of that, but it's certainly not Chicago.
No, no, or Moulin Rouge or anything
anything
a lot more
like
fun.
That.
No, it just lays right
just
in the center.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, and so it's disappointing. It's not terrible, but it's blah. The one with The Rock, Faster.
Yep, Faster.
Not so fast.
No,
really kind of draggy, all things considered. A lot of strange subplots. There's like three.
And he's basically, this is just, he's out for revenge? Is that
simplest plot in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets, his brother gets killed, and he goes to kill the five guys who killed his brother.
Okay.
That, done. But in
one
between.
One at a time.
It's Kill Bill with Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
But but man, it's got weird subplots. We've got a big thing about The Rock. It has a big, long reconciliation scene with his mom and the assassin and wants to marry his girlfriend and have kids. And then you got Billy Bob Thornton, who's like going through trauma as a father. And it's like, stop with the. I mean, I know you have to pad it because there's not a lot going on in this movie.
And he's got a brother that lays on the couch and just plays with himself.
Right. It would not have been out of place in this flick. No, everything else is in the mix. So,
it
just didn't move.
Huh? Yeah.
Didn't move, really. Yeah. And besides that, I just caught a couple over Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
I finally saw 127 Hours, the Danny Boyle movie about the guy who has to cut off his own arm.
Right.
We don't have it.
We
don't have it around here yet. But man, call somebody and get it here quickly because
it's
fantastic.
Really?
It was a blast. This movie. I love this movie.
Yeah.
It's tough to watch occasionally, but it is so clever and moves so fast and is so fun and
real fun.
Yeah, it's a really fun movie about a guy who has to cut off his own arm.
Is that right?
It's a hoot. Yeah, James Franco is just unbelievably good in it. It's Danny Boyle country. It's Trainspotting, Slumdog, all over the place visually. It's something.
So now you're just waiting for a laugh riot about a guy who steps in a bear trap.
There you
huh?
go. Yes, that long-awaited Anne Frank musical comedy that we've wanted. Yeah, it was a great, great flick.
Well,
I can't wait till it gets here.
Good reviews, but
I can't wait. I'll see it again as soon as it gets in this area.
Is that right?
Yeah.
A little hard to watch at times.
He's got a really dull knife that he has to. It's a really dull knife.
Oh, yeah.
There's a scene in the beginning where he's like packing for his trip, and you see him like reaching for his good knife, like in an upper cupboard or something, and he can't find it. And
no.
So he's like, whatever. And you're just sitting there screaming, going, no, wait, look a little harder.
Get the good sharp knife.
Get the Ginsu for the love of Pete.
God. Okay.
Yeah, so it was amazing. It was thrilling.
So
and
one of
the finally,
better things you've seen this year?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. It's up there. And finally, I saw a movie that's opening in our area today, Fair Game, with Naomi Watts and Sean Penn. about what's her name again?
Valerie Plame.
Valerie Plame, about the CIA agent who got outed by the government. Yeah, which was quite strong. Really, yeah, a little bit pokey, a little slow. I saw it with my brother and sister-in-law, and she couldn't stand it because
pretty
it just,
adult.
Yeah, very much so, but really well acted and smart and
nothing blowing up and
just a really good. Adult, you know, drama.
So then that means, okay, that's opening this weekend, and then you've got one other that's opening.
Yeah,
that
something
you know very little
I know.
About.
I know almost nothing about it. It's called The Warrior's Way. Mm-hmm. It's Kate Bosworth and a really long knife. Apparently, I've seen like a poster for it. Mm-hmm. I know it's got.
Is it a sharp knife?
Please let it be sharper. It's got Jeffrey Rush in it. Beyond that, I don't know what's going on with it at all. It's the traditional.
So you're kind of going in blind a little.
Completely blind, which I enjoy, which I always like doing.
All right. Well, there's a distinct possibility that we'll hear about it
in January.
In January.
Good God.
If we don't see you, have a great holiday.
You too, man. Okay. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Give my best to David.
We absolutely will. Okay, there's Mike Schultz with the River City Reader. And when we come back, well, you know.